Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I appreciate it. Thousands and thousands of people tune into Senior Care Live each and every week to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. You, the listeners, have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio show in Kansas City on the weekends, and I just can't thank you enough. And you know, there are several ways that you can tune into the program. You may be listening to the radio, and that's how I like to listen to the radio, on a real radio. but you know what? A lot of people choose to stream online, so you can stream to your electronic device, your phone, your tablet, etc. You can do it that way, or if you miss a program, you could go back after the fact and hear it on a podcast. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. You can find a podcast after the fact. So any way you choose to listen, again, thanks so much for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is, and write it down, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget to visit online, again, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit the website, be sure to connect with us socially through Facebook, Twitter, etc. We do a lot of marketing and just a lot of communication through social media. All right. Without any further delay, would like to introduce to you Mr. Dane Johnson. He's the owner of Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Dane, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, thanks for having me back.
All right. So for our listeners, let me just give you some contact information right up front. If you need home care assistance, in home care services and support for your elderly loved one today or in the future, I would just strongly recommend reaching out to Dane and the great team at Home Care Assistance. It's 913-663-5000. 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistancekc.com. So Dane, I never want to assume, you know what assume is, right? we don't want to do that, but I never want to assume that our listeners understand the difference between home care and home health care, because frankly, home care is a little bit of a, I think sometimes misused term. So let's talk about what is home care and what are some of the services that you offer through Home Care Assistance KC?
Yeah, Steve, it is assumed and confused a little bit. Home care and home health are technically two different terms. So we are the non-medical side of our industry. So mm-hmm. The way I like to describe it, we will provide one-on-one personal care anywhere from a few hours a day to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever that person calls home. So you mentioned in-home care. It can be in their private residence. It can also be in a facility. If they're in an assisted living, whatever facility it may be, we can come in and provide an extra few hours a day if needed. So wherever they call home, we can provide that care.
All right. So that's the non-medical in-home assistance. So give us some examples of some of those services that you might provide.
Yeah. So any personal care needs, so bathing, toileting, dressing, grooming, along with that, light house cleaning too. So we can cook meals, do the dishes, do the laundry, run errands, run to the pharmacy or taking somebody out to get to dinner, et cetera.
Okay, and that is great. And I'll tell you what, that's a tremendous amount of support and service. Using home care services, the non-medical in-home assistance in your home, could mean the difference between staying in a home that you love. It could be an apartment. It could be independent living apartment. And like Dane said, wherever you call home, it could mean the difference between staying there and having to go to a facility or even a higher level of a facility. 913-663-5000 is the number that you want to call for an assessment. 913-663-5000. And so, Dane, that's a Kansas number. Your office is physically located in Overland Park. But what is the geographic area that you, your services cover?
Yeah, physically located right there at College of Metcalf, but we service the entire Kansas City metro. So we service the Kansas and the Missouri side.
Okay. And the third territory north of the river, right?
The Northland. Yeah. Yeah.
I always like to have fun with that.
Yep. So. We will assist up there as well. Yep.
And so you have caregivers really spread out all over the entire city that leave their home base, which is their home, and then just drive to the client's home. And so you have caregivers all over the region.
Yeah. Gladstone, south to Paola, to Lewisburg, Gardner, those areas. Yeah. All over the place.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So obviously we're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Eve and all of those sort of things, all those wonderful holidays. This is my favorite time of year. Does your business change as we're coming into the holidays and entering the holiday season?
Yeah, it changes a lot. It becomes very, very busy as loved ones are coming home and seeing their loved ones for the first time in maybe a month, 2 months, might have been a year since the holidays last year.
Yep.
And they realize the changes, and it really picks up business for us this time of year.
So you have families coming home, and like you said, it could have been several months or maybe even an entire year, and they're coming together and they're having a holiday meal, and they're hanging out together, and all of a sudden you might notice something that catches your attention. So let's talk about, you know, what should families look for when visiting their elderly loved ones over the holidays and over all of the all the time that you spend together. What should they look for? What are some signs that attention may need to call for home care services?
Yeah, you know, the changes are the biggest things, and it's really good around the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving and you're cooking and you're doing certain things like that that mom's probably done for decades. But you see mom maybe forget to do a step that she typically would, or she doesn't set the timer for the oven like she normally would. Maybe mom or dad repeats themselves a few different times, tells the same story, and they don't usually do that. Those are some really key signs to watch out for and pay attention to when you're dealing with your older parents. Yeah.
And if you're looking at any sort of cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, one of the different forms of dementia, one of the telltale signs is great long-term memory. Mom, remember when we were kids, or remember when you and dad bought the first house with the whole family and we were all fighting over which bedroom? And they recall those details vividly. But they're not going to remember something if they have a serious issue. They're not going to remember something you just talked about a few minutes ago, or what happened this morning or yesterday.
Yeah, the short-term memory is definitely the most affected, which I get it. It's tough for me to remember yesterday. So
yeah.
after 90 years, I can imagine it's tough sometimes. So those are some really big things to look out for.
And I remember a kind of a vivid story for me. One of my first clients called me after she had that oh my gosh moment, and she flew back from Colorado. Her mom lived in Prairie Village, where she had lived for decades, and she said, my mom and I made these special cookies around Christmas, you know, every single year, and we cooked together, and we had a rhythm, and I did certain things and she did certain things, and we made these delicious, we had done that, she said, for decades you know, since she was little. And and she said, here, mom, she handed her a measuring cup, and she said, okay, we need a cup of brown sugar. And then she was doing her thing, and her mom didn't give her the brown sugar. And so she turned around, and her mom was standing there with the measuring cup, looking at it, and she didn't know what to do with it. She wasn't sure. And then the lady I worked with, her daughter, she said, it took my breath away. Because, I mean, I knew she was, you know, losing a little bit of memory, you know, a little bit, but I had no idea. She did not know how to use a measuring cup, and it just blew her mom away. And then she started putting all these things together and realized, you know, her mom needed some help, and she didn't really necessarily realize it until that very moment.
That's such a tough situation when you live out of town, you don't see him all the time, and then you come home and something like that happens. That's where we love to come in and help manage that situation as best as we can.
Absolutely. 913-663-5000. Call Home Care Assistance KC. 913-663-5000. You could also go online, homecareassistancekc.com. You spelled exactly how it sounds. Homecareassistancekc.com. Another thing that I think is just a telltale sign is just some sort of a change that's just not normal for them. My grandma was just perfectly kept. Her hair was perfect. She was dressed every day. And I started seeing her kind of slip on that a little bit. She was wearing more comfortable clothing, which is great, but it was definitely out of character for her. And then her house was always literally spotless. And I could see where the house wasn't being quite kept up quite as well. And so you can see some of those signs as well.
Yeah, definitely. It may even go as far as they wore the same clothes a couple days in a row, or they're just not as put together as best as they typically are. And like you said, maybe the house is dirty, and that's kind of a key for us to come in. And even if it's just a few hours a day to help with those few little things around the house to relieve her.
And you can see groceries in the, you know, milk or some perishables yep. in the refrigerator. I hear this all the time. Mm-hmm. The milk was 2 weeks out of date, and I hope they were not drinking that. So those are just some of the things that you might want to look for. And again, if you see some of these telltale signs and it catches your attention and you're like, you know, we need some help in the home, definitely reach out to Home Care Assistance, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. And right after the break, we'll have more with Dane Johnson. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies are required to provide a backup or replacement caregiver if the scheduled caregiver calls in sick or cannot make it. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to SeniorCareLive.com. Just click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it will start flowing to your phone, your tablet, your desktop, laptop, whatever you have. And it really literally is that simple. All right, back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies are required to provide a backup or replacement caregiver if the scheduled caregiver calls in sick or just can't make it. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. It is not required. And so, Dane, do you provide a replacement caregiver if the scheduled caregiver calls in sick or can't make it?
Always. You know, Steve, things happen. People get sick, car breaks down, whatever it may be. But we will always have a caregiver there as fast as we can. We will never call somebody and say, listen, you know what? Your caregiver's sick. We just can't have somebody there today.
All right. And so why is that? So that makes sense to me. But let me just inform our listeners, not all home care providers do that. In fact, there are a lot of home care providers where if there's someone, you know, no call, no show, it's tough luck. I mean, you are literally out of luck. You will not have a caregiver. And I've literally had some of my clients say, the home care provider said, well, hopefully someone will be there tomorrow. And I'm like, You got to be kidding me. I mean, so there's your competition date.
Super unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what you're about to touch on, I think, it being a requirement. You know, it's not required by the state, by anybody, that we have backups, that home care companies have backups. You know, facilities have requirements on how many staff they have to have and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But home care companies do not. It just depends on how that owner wants to run their office staff, you know, Do they want to have a lot of staff so they can cover shifts, or do they want to run it a little thin? So,
and I know for a fact there are many home care companies out there that run it thin, and they just literally don't have anyone to come in a backup type of a situation. So again, if you want a home care provider that will be there when they say they're going to be there, and if life happens, look, stuff happens. People get sick, cars break down, etc. Home care assistants will provide a backup caregiver as soon as possible. Give Dane and his awesome staff a call, 913-663-5000. 913-663-5000, or online at homecareassistancekc.com. So Dane, here we are coming into the holidays, and there's a special type of care called respite care. What is respite care? What does that mean?
Respite care is just for a short period of time. You know, we may not be taking care of that person ongoing every single week, but their family's headed out of town for the holiday, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and they need somebody to come in for a few days a week to provide some respite because they are typically the caregiver for their loved one, but they need to go out of town, their loved one's staying home. We would provide that respite for the time that they're gone.
So it's kind of a short-term, temporary situation. So you don't require new clients coming in to have a certain number of hours, or like you have to be signed up for 10 hours a day for at least 3 days a week, or we're not interested in you. I mean, if someone wants to come in for a temporary situation where they need you for a week or two, there's no contract saying they have to use your services for like a month or a certain time frame.
Exactly. You don't have to use us for 30 days or anything like that. You can come in and use us for 3 days if you need to. Yep.
All right. Excellent. 913-663-5000. That's the number that gets you directly to Home Care Assistance KC. 913-663-5000. And you know what? You brought up a really good point earlier. What if you're the caregiver, but all the family comes to your house for Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner or something like that? You can't do both. You may be staying home and need respite service.
Yeah. Even if you're staying home, that's a great point, Steve. But you know, you're like my mom and you got 25 people coming for Thanksgiving your 90-year-old mother lives with you, but you can't take care of her and make the turkey as well. Right.
Right.
So we can come in, we can be there for the day to be with your loved one so you can get what you need to get done for the holidays.
And do you work with quite a few families in around the holidays in this type of a capacity?
Definitely. We had people reaching out to us weeks ago just to get stuff set up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, all right. So, look, if you haven't done that, it's not too late, but you are behind the curve a little bit. So, if you're thinking about getting some help around the holidays, give Dane a call. Dane, you also want to acknowledge Veterans Day is tomorrow, and I am deeply thankful for our veterans, and I know you are as well. So do you work with some veterans and their families here in the area?
Yeah, very thankful for our veterans and their service. We love to work with veterans. Soft spot in my heart, both of my grandpas, World War II vets. My brother's a lieutenant colonel in the Army.
Wow.
So love working with our veterans and doing everything that we can for them.
Absolutely. And in the second half of the program today, we're going to be talking specifically about how to apply and qualify for that VA aid and attendance benefit. Do you have some of your clients? Do they qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit?
They sure do. And they probably wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for us bringing it up.
Yep.
If it wasn't for our care manager sitting down with them in that initial assessment and asking, is your loved one a vet? And then we let them know about that aid and attendance so they can start applying for it, and we help as much as we can along the way.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about the qualifications in the next segment. But speaking of the care managers, I think that's just one of the major, major advantages that you offer over some of the many other home care providers in town, is that you have full-time care managers dedicated to each family that you serve.
We sure do. And, it, you know, our care managers are amazing. And I, we keep hitting on the holidays, but during those, these holiday times when scheduling is nuts and you have a big family, being able to reach out to that care manager and saying, hey, listen, we're going to be to pick up mom at this time. We're going to be back at this time. You know, this is when we need caregivers there. And to have a care manager to organize everything for you is just, is fantastic. Families really, really love it.
Do you charge extra for that?
No, great question. That is inclusive in your hourly rate.
So that's just included.
Yep.
And that's not some a la carte add-on that you have to pay a whole bunch of extra for.
No, sure not.
So again, this is one of the many major advantages of contacting and using home care assistants versus a lot of the other home care providers. You get a personal care manager dedicated to you and your family and your loved one. And we talked about, you know, life happens and what if a caregiver can't make it that day? Well, guess who's going to work that out for you?
The care manager.
The care manager.
Exactly.
And if you didn't have the care manager involved and just intimately involved with every detail of your needs and your family and your loved one, you know, that's how a lot of these other companies, I think, dropped the ball. So, Dane, tell us one more time how we can reach out to Home Care Assistance, KC.
Best is our phone number, 913-663-5000. If you don't want to give us a call right away and you want to hop online, feel free to go to our website at homecareassistancekc.com.
All right. So if you think you need help around the holidays, it is not too late. I would definitely make a call right away and schedule an in-home consultation with homecareassistancekc.com, 913-663-5000. Dane, thanks so much for meeting here today. I really appreciate it.
Steve, thanks so much.
All right, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call our toll-free number at any time, literally 24 hours a day. This number is wide open, and it is answered by a real person 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, or, you know, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that is where you will find all of the previously aired episodes. Just find the one you want. You can share it with a friend. Again, you can listen to it again, you know, whatever you would like to do. And it really is that simple. And lots of people really, really love listening to the podcast if they just happen to miss one of the programs on a Saturday morning. All right, let's move on. As we mentioned in the first half of the program, Veterans Day is tomorrow, and we want to honor our veterans and their families, and we want to recognize them. And we're going to get in depth for the rest of the program to just an incredible benefit. It's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit with a really, really good man here, Mr. Ron Cherry, and he's a veteran service officer with the VFW, the National Headquarters right downtown Kansas City. And Ron, thanks so much for making time today and coming into the Senior Care Live program.
Steve, thanks. It's my pleasure to be here. We're excited to talk about the changes in the program and the benefit, and make sure that veterans are properly informed.
All right. So let's start off with, okay, so let me back up. So I talk about the aid and attendance benefit from time to time,
right,
you know, throughout the year, but obviously, you know, we're shining a bright light on it because Veterans Day is tomorrow. So let's start with 101. What is the VA aid and attendance benefit? What is that, and what does it provide?
Well, it's a aid and attendance program. It's really a pension and benefit with aid and attendance. It's a income-based benefit that a veteran may qualify for, depending on their income and assets, that may assist in assisted living or in-home care, depending on their situation.
Okay. All right, so it's going to help a veteran pay for the high cost of senior care, so in-home health care. So correct. we just talked with Dane Johnson with Home Care Assistance KC, and his company provides home care assistance from just a few hours a day all the way up to 24 hours a day in the home. So the VA aid and attendance benefit could help pay for that service, as well as assisted living. Or maybe nursing home care.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So this is a huge question, and I'm sure it's going to go into the next segment. But how do you qualify for this awesome benefit? I know there's a service benefit. There's a financial, there's a service requirement, There's a financial requirement, and then there's also care-related requirement. So why don't we start to break this down? What are the service-related requirements to qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit?
Well, the number one requirement is you have to be honorably discharged veteran.
Okay.
If you're I take that back, not to be honorably discharged, but other than dishonorably discharged.
Okay.
Anything other than dishonorable, you could qualify.
So you could have like a medical discharge or some other types.
A general discharge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you're not dishonorably discharged.
Correct.
Okay.
Once you meet that qualification, then it's based on, you have to have 90 days of consecutive service, during a wartime period, with at least one of those days being during a war.
Okay.
Once you meet that requirement, then there is the periods of war that we have on file are World War II. The dates for World War II are December 7th, 1941 through December 31st of 1946. The Korean War, June of 1950 through January of 1955. Vietnam War, August of 64 through May of 1975. In that situation, they have to be boots on the ground for a period of extended that period, February of 28th of 1961. And then the last war, which is Persian Gulf, which is going to be a lot of the younger veterans, which this benefit may not help right now, but on down the line, the Persian Gulf War date started August 2nd of 1990, and to be continued. It's not closed yet. Because
so it's still open-ended.
Still open-ended because we have troops still deployed and still servicing.
I wish we could shut that thing down.
Yeah, it would definitely... do a lot of people some good, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So that Vietnam War service requirement, as far as the date range on the period of war, it has a little asterisk. So for World War II and the Korean War, all veterans qualify, even if you weren't in the theater of battle. You could have been stateside working in logistics or medical, or just as long as it was during that period.
Correct.
And then again, all veterans qualify August the 5th of 64 all the way through May 7th of 75. But there is an asterisk to that. If you did have boots on the ground, that goes all the way back to February 28th of 1961. So that's an interesting kind of a twist to that period.
Yeah, that's an extended period because we, in fact, did have, before the war actually was declared, we had troops on the ground in Vietnam dating back to 1961.
And we were doing some pre-war efforts and work.
Correct.
And so the VA said, hey, that time
should be
counts.
Counted. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So once you have met that service related requirement, 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war, and it could have been the last day, December 31st, 1946, qualify.
Yes, sir.
And then not dishonorably discharged. So if someone meets the service requirements, okay, then let's go on to that next one, because this is where we've had some changes, big changes made, this will be a big update here. But let's talk about the financial related requirements.
Okay. First off is an annual income. That's annual income based on the household. So if a veteran is married, that's including himself and his spouse.
Okay.
So that's annual income. Once we get beyond the annual income, then it's based on your assets and income. Well, a new update this year where we talk about the assets and income, we get into they increase the amount of the assets that one may have this year. It went up from 80,000, which was initially the initial limit, up to 123,600.
Okay.
So that is a significant increase, which we are sure that there's going to qualify a lot of more veterans for the benefit, which was the intent.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you had, and okay, so let's talk about what kind of assets. Does that include your house and your car, or is that mainly liquid assets that they're?
That's mainly liquid assets, but there's a twist that they put in this year in regards to the assets, where before or prior, real estate values did not count in the assets.
Okay.
Where now they're putting a limit on it to a 2 acre, property.
Okay.
So if you have 2 acres, it won't be considered, 2 acres or less, not considered an asset.
Okay.
However, anything over 2 acres, we based on market value, but also based on, marketability.
Okay.
If it's swamp land or if it's just, you know,
yeah.
If they can't do anything with the land, then
sure.
They also take into consideration that as well.
Okay. There's some gray areas and some consideration
for
there.
Sure.
But so it's not a real hard number, but it's a fairly hard number.
It's fairly hard.
And a fairly hard rule.
Right.
But okay. So 2 acres or less. And I think most veterans that I've ever worked with, I mean, they're on less than 2 acres.
And by the time they're in this stage of life, they've downsized and
yeah.
They don't really have that acreage and that much assets anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and just exclude the house, your
car,
vehicle, you know, all the stuff that you have in your house. And we're just primarily looking at the liquid assets. And so the VA used to say you can have about $80,000 of liquid assets
or
less.
Correct.
But now, as of Ron, October 18th, is that correct?
That is correct.
So as of October the 18th, so this just changed, you can have up to $123,600 in liquid assets or less. And so, that's a big deal. I mean, that's over a 50% increase. And so that's going to help a lot more veterans.
A lot more veterans.
And then there's a look back though, which is a brand new, twist to this, this financial related requirement. Listen, tell us about that look back.
Yeah. This year, along with the changes, the VA has incorporated a 3-year look back period.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're looking for is that any transfer of assets that would possibly done to qualify you for the benefit.
Yeah.
Basically, saying that if a veteran has $200,000 in liquid assets, and in order to qualify for the pension, they just transfer $100,000 to a relative or to a friend, family friend, or just try to downsize. The VA will look back on that and possibly penalize the veteran. For transferring those
for that
funds.
Transfer.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so this 3-year look back reminds me a whole lot of the Medicaid look back. And I think it was based, loosely on that.
I do think it was loosely based on that. Because of the literature that is in the law. So we're encouraging veterans to be upfront when they come into the office. Just let us know what those assets are.
Yeah.
And the VA will work with you. And once you spend those assets down, then, and you get it under that $123,600 number, then it's possible that you can qualify for the benefit just based on that.
Absolutely. So for our listeners, if you think we have more to cover after the break, in the last segment here, but if you're a veteran, your loved one is a veteran, or you're the surviving spouse of a deceased veteran, and you think you might qualify for this, reach out to Mr. Ron Cherry. And there's a wonderful staff there. Let me give you a phone number. You can kind of cut through some of the phone numbers and go right to the source. 816-968-1153. You'd be calling the VFW National Headquarters right downtown Kansas City. 816-968-1153. We'll be back with more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. In studio, my special guest today, Mr. Ron Cherry. He's a veteran service officer with the VFW, the national headquarters, and they're located right downtown, the national headquarters, basically at 34th and Broadway. Let me give you the number that will go straight into administration that can help you with the VA aid and attendance application, answer any specific questions you might have about qualification. That's 816-968-1153. 816-968-1153. And, Ron, we had talked about, some of the, qualifications. Let's back up and talk about that income. So if you said my income is X dollars per month, that's not exactly, what you're looking for on this application.
No, what I'm looking for is, an income situation is, Social Security, pensions, any income coming into the house that can be considered an income, from any kind of source that can be counted towards your taxes.
And then from that, don't you, deduct your unreimbursed medical expenses?
That is correct.
Okay. So your income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses, that's the number that we're looking for, kind of your net income, if
yes,
you will.
Yes. Yes. If you will.
On that monthly, basis. So some of the things that qualify, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong here, but that qualify for an unreimbursed medical expense, you could have the cost of long-term care or assisted living community or home care, and those are all unreimbursed medical expenses.
Yes.
And then you have maybe even your health insurance-related premiums, your Medicare premiums, diabetic supplies, home care expenses, incontinence supplies, prescriptions, all of those things count as unreimbursed medical expenses.
Correct. And also mileage to and from doctor visits.
Oh, okay.
If you keep a ledger on your mileage to and from your doctor visits, the VA will pay you the mileage at not the rate that the national rate, but they will pay you at a pretty decent rate for the mileage as well.
So you add it all up and you take your income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses, and then that's the number that we're looking for to qualify. It tells you how much you're going to qualify for. We're going to get to that here in just a second, but there's a third hoop that we need to kind of jump through here, and that's the care-related requirements. Ron, so doesn't someone need to be paying for and receiving help with at least two activities of daily living? Is that correct?
To qualify for the housebound or the aid and attendance portion of the benefit, that is correct. Yeah, I have to need assistance with two activities of daily living, which consist of, bathing, preparing meals, toileting, dressing, medication management, meal preparation, different mobility transfer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, getting dressed, using the restroom. So some of these things that we just do every day, if you're receiving assistance with at least two of those things, or more, then that's another qualification.
That's a qualification.
And I think if anyone is receiving home care assistance in their home, or if they're in assisted living facility, or definitely in a nursing home, you're probably receiving at least two, if not a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Okay. And so if you meet the service requirement, the financial requirement, and the care requirements, then how much does this benefit pay our veterans or their surviving spouses?
A couple of things that I want to kind of backtrack a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Is we failed to mention that the benefit is a three-tier program. There is a base pension, then there is a housebound element, and then there's an aid and attendance element to the benefit. The base pension is based on strictly your income and your assets. You don't necessarily need to be housebound or necessarily need the care of another.
Okay.
Then moving on to the next stage, which is the housebound, you would necessarily need full-time care, but you need someone to take you to your doctor visits, to grocery shopping. Basically, you're depending on someone to get you around.
Okay.
And then the aid and attendance portion of the benefit is where you require those two, assistance with those two activities of daily living, which is the bathing, the eating, and things of that sort. So each tier of that benefit has a different amount that goes with it.
Okay.
But what we're strictly dealing with today is going to be the more severe portion, which is the aid and attendance, where you're requiring the need of the assistance
That third tier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The single veteran can receive up to $1,830 a month for the benefit if they qualify for the maximum amount of the benefit, which adds up to $21,962 a year.
So how do you qualify for the maximum benefit?
They qualify for the maximum by having the maximum amount of expenses.
Okay.
For example, if you have an income of 25,000 a year, and the VA sets their limit at the 21. Well, you'd have to get your, you have to have medical expenses that would exceed the 21,000 to get you down below that number.
Okay.
And once you get down below that number, then you will qualify for the maximum of that benefit.
And most people that I work with, their medical expenses exceed their monthly income. They're actually in a negative situation.
I've failed to go out and do a claim for someone at a nursing home or assisted living facility that didn't qualify.
Yeah.
They are so expensive to, they normally wipe out any monthly income that any veteran or spouse may have.
And you're usually going backwards at that point, dipping into your savings
sort
of thing.
I've yet to fall and find a facility that's less than $3,500.
And so the single veteran can receive up to $1,830 per month, and
correct,
then the married veteran gets a little more than that.
Yes, married veteran, which I've come across, where a veteran and a spouse may be in the same facility, up to $2,170 a month, equals to $26,036 a year. And then there is the widow's pension portion of the benefit, where a surviving spouse could receive up to $1,178 a month, or equals to $14,133 a year.
All right. And so how long does it take? So someone contacts the VFW and you help them with the application, then it's filed. And you said with some electronic processing, it's really kind of sped up that processing time.
Yes. If we submit a complete claim, it's possible that the claim will be done in 3 to 6 months, which is a far change from previous years.
Yeah. So 3 to 6 months. And once it is approved, then it's paid retroactively to that application date.
Retroactive to the
correct?
Date that the application is submitted to the VA. Yes.
And then it's paid monthly thereafter.
Monthly thereafter, yes.
All right. And then, I hate to cut this short. Just quick, last time you were here, you talked about, you helped a gentleman receive just a tremendous amount of back pay.
Yes.
And that was just such a moving story. And then kind of an update to that, you ended up helping his mother as well.
Correct. I ended up bringing his mother in, and she ended up qualifying for the benefit after going through a few years of red tape, and we finally were able to get her to the benefit where she qualified for back pay, about $20,000. And right now we're trying to get in the process of working on her getting a monthly stipend as well. So,
right, and that's incredible. And then the gentleman that you helped, he had been he had been to several places asking for help. You were able to, you took time with him.
You just have to take a chance on him.
And you discovered that, you both served at the same time.
Yes.
In the same group.
Yeah. It had been so many years ago. And once we got down and chatted a little bit, we discovered that we served in the same basic training unit back in 1989.
That is incredible. And thank you for your service, by the way, Ron.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. So reach out to the national headquarters of the VFW. Here is the phone number to call directly, 816-968-1153, 816-968-1153. And Ron, thanks so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. And I really appreciate what you do for veterans on Veterans Day. And this is what we're all about, is getting the word out to veterans and let them know that there are benefits out there, and we really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, and you're welcome. And to all of our veterans out there, thank you so much for serving. And if you're serving currently, thank you so much for what you're doing. You are appreciated way more than you know. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.